Have you ever thought of Jesus as a troublemaker? You know, many of his contemporaries did, especially because he befriended sinners and tax collectors. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and today the church celebrates one of these friends of Jesus who got him into trouble, a tax collector named Matthew. Here's something that Pope Benedict said about St. Matthew several years ago. His name in Hebrew means gift of God. The first gospel, which goes under his name, presents him to us in the list of the 12, labeled very precisely the tax collector. Jesus welcomes into the group of his close friends a man who, according to the concepts in vogue in Israel at that time, was regarded as a public sinner. Matthew, in fact, not only handled money deemed impure, but he also collaborated with an alien and despicably greedy authority. This is why the Gospels several times link tax collectors and sinners, as well as tax collectors and prostitutes. Jesus does not exclude anyone from his friendship. Indeed, precisely while he was at table in the home of Matthew, in response to those who expressed shock at the fact that he associated with people who had so little to recommend them, he made the important statement, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." The good news of the gospel consists precisely in this, offering God's grace to the sinner. Those who seem to be the farthest from holiness can even become a model of the acceptance of God's mercy and offer a glimpse of its marvelous effects in their own lives.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.